SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation, presents another feature in the series Musica Helvetica. We'll hear a program devoted to two of Switzerland's leading composers of today, André François Marescotti and Conrad Beck.
The opening bars of André François Marescotti's Concerto for Piano and Orchestra. André François Marescotti, born at Carouge near Geneva in 1902, is of Italian extraction on his father's side, and his mother came from France. Trained and working first as a technical draftsman, he learned a precision which he was later to put to good use in his orchestral scoring. For at 18, he decided to follow a musical profession, studying first in Geneva, then in Paris. Marescotti's compositions cover a wide range of orchestral, instrumental, and choral works. Among the best known are the Concerts Carougeois, musical tributes to his hometown. In 1956, he composed a concerto for piano and orchestra, the first movement of which we've chosen for today's program. But first, the composer himself talks about his life and music.
Avant le concerto de piano, j'écrivais par intuition une musique d'expression sensible, dans la tradition française du métier d'écriture que j'avais appris de mon.
Before the piano concerto, I wrote by intuition a rather sensitive kind of music in the French tradition, to which I'd been introduced by my teacher Roger Ducasse, who himself had been a pupil of Gabriel Fauré. It was a style of writing influenced in particular by Debussy and Ravel, and above all by Albert Roussel, with whom I was often in contact. Between 1947 and 1953, curious to know also the composers from the Viennese school, I studied very closely the works of Schoenberg and Webern, and in particular also those of Alban Berg, for whom I have the greatest admiration. After 7 years of silence, a new phase in my career was introduced by my piano concerto, which I wrote in 1956. I directed my research towards creating a synthesis of different but not contradictory endeavors, that is, a free adaptation of the 12-tone technique, a natural evolution with new, possibly tonal, structures. I remain faithful to two wonderful definitions by Baudelaire. The first, any work of art must have one foot in the past and one in the future. The second definition, a work of art represents order in adventure.
Now let's hear the whole first movement of the Concerto for Piano and Orchestra by André François Marescotti. It is played by the Orchestre de la Suisse Romande with the late Lottie Morel as soloist, the Swiss pianist to whom the work was dedicated.
Thank you.
the first movement of the Concerto for Piano and Orchestra by André François Mariscotti. One of the most prolific of contemporary Swiss composers is Conrad Beck. His works cover a wide field and include chamber music, concertos, symphonies, lieder, and oratorios. Conrad Beck, who was born near Schaffhausen in German-speaking Switzerland in 1901, studied in Zurich and Paris. Upon his return to Switzerland, he was appointed head of the music department at Radio Basel, a post he held for 27 years until his retirement in 1966. For this program, Conrad Beck has selected two works. First, the song Lonely Water Nymph from his cycle Autumn Glow.
Einsame Nixe lautet der Titel des Gesanges, der meinen Zyklus Herbstfeuer nach Gedichten von Ricarda Hoch abschließt. Ich habe diesen im Jahre 1900.
My song cycle, called Herbstfeuer, Autumn Glow, is based on poems by Ricarda Hoch and closes with the song Lonely Water Nymph. I wrote this in 1956 for the Festival of New Music in Brunswick, West Germany. Two main impulses here led to the creation of this work. Ricarda Hoch, a poetess who sensed the time in which she lived with virtually visionary power, was born in Brunswick. And secondly, in 1955 I had been awarded the Ludwig Spohr Prize of the City of Brunswick.
Bye.
Verena Gohl and the Basel Radio Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Reto Chup in Lonely Water Nymph. Conrad Beck wrote many of his compositions in the early part of his career. His professional obligations during his years at Radio Basel later left him less time for composing, but since the mid-60s he has again written a great deal, including the work we are now going to hear.
Es handelt sich den zweiten Satz meiner Fantasie für Orchester, eines weitausholenden symphonischen Werkes, das ich in den Jahren 1968...
We'll hear the second movement of my Fantasy for Orchestra, a work of very broad scope which I completed in 1969. It was performed for the first time in March 1970 by the Basel Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Paul Sacher, with whom I've been linked in friendship for nearly 50 years, and who has given the premier performances of many of my works.
second movement of Conrad Beck's Fantasy for Orchestra. You heard a live recording of the world premiere performance by the Basel Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Paul Sacher.
You've been listening to another feature in the series Musica Helvetica, presented by SBC, the Swiss Broadcasting Corporation. Today's program was devoted to two leading Swiss composers, André-François Mariscotti and Conrad Beck.